Hello.
Hi, Richard.
I don't know if I can hear myself or not.
Oh, I can hear you.
Well, that's good.
But Richard, you are higher than your microphone right now.
Yeah, let me make some adjustments. Jeez.
If you don't want to get a widow's hump, you're going to have to move that up.
Riddle me this. What do you prefer, a widow's hump or a widow's peak?
I think both are gorgeous, but I'd probably go for a peak because I don't know what it is.
It's when your hair comes down to a point in the front of your forehead.
Oh, widows sport that?
Yeah, I guess your husband dies and you just grow one of those.
Yeah, you buy the gel that day.
Yeah.
Shape it down. I think if you have both, then you got kind of an aerodynamic effect going on.
Yeah. Yeah, just sort of crouch down, point your widow's peak forward, and blaze.
It's like the other day when we were saying head down, chin up, and best foot forward. I think a widow with a widow's hump and a widow's peak with that instruction would go so fast.
Yes, and Godspeed. There's plenty of life left.
I'm going to light a candle.
I'm going to eat a piece of mozzarella. I'm having a caprese salad.
I'm opening a 00 Heineken.
Gorgeous. I'm going to get one of those.
And I'm opening a packet of Quavers. I mean, it's a huge packet. £1.25 is the retail price. 54 grams worth of Quavers I have here. Those are ready.
Kind of lovely crinkle that bag. Oh.
Sorry, Richard.
Just came around. Sorry, folks. Just had to go around to the other side to get the bottle opener so I can open my 00 cerveza.
I'm not going to crunch all the way through.
Yeah, we're just settling in. You know, it's been a long day. I had to throw back a quick caprese. And Greta's got to get a few Quavers in. You need a few calories to burn to get these insights flowing.
Just a few. I'm just going to speed rush eat Quavers. Okay. That'll do me.
Richard and Greta. Gonna make your lives better today
in some way.
I cannot remember, Richard, what I was going to say.
Maybe I can jog your memory. I've been jogging all day.
I haven't moved a lot today. I mainly slept and ate a bit.
I didn't actually jog at all, and my name's not Fred. Well,
there's a beautiful local shop opened up near us called...
Local?
Local.
Yeah.
And they were playing some beautiful music, and you Shazammed it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Let's see if I can...
And bring it up. Here. And this is where we got the Quavers. And the zero beers that we're enjoying right now.
And the mozzarella cheese. It's a soft buffalo mozzarella. It comes in a bag of water.
I like that water. I just drink that sometimes.
Yeah, just do shots of those on the beach, man. Fucking unreal.
It's amazing what liquids you can enjoy when you give up alcohol.
Yeah.
Chickpea liquid, obviously, we've always loved. But the mozzarella water is a new one.
What was I doing? Shazamming. Oh, my brain. She's on vacation. Shazamming.
I often don't have luck with Shazam, thinking, oh, this is tough. It says, oh, this is tough.
Oh, it wants me to join Apple Music.
Oh, that's a bit much, isn't it? It's Richard's getting much. Fucked in the ass and the mouth by Apple at the same time today.
I really am. I got a new pair of headphones from the Apple Macintosh, and Tim Cook, you can suck my fucking dick. And here's why. you just let me use the product. I got a fucking cord to use these headphones that's not made by Apple, and now I can't use it to record my sweet-ass podcast. And so I think you should service my penis with your fucking stupid mouth. Jesus Christ, you greedy piece of shit. I'm irate. I'm enraged.
I know.
I just want to slap his stupid face around. You stand there and say the fucking things you make are so fucking great, but you can't use them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I can't afford the fucking thing in the first place, and then I can't use it. Suck on my dick, Tim. God, I'm pissed off. Sorry, folks. That's a good tomato, though. A lot better than an apple. Oh, burn! Take that right in your pucker hole, you fucking piece of shit. God.
So it's quite a testy start.
It's an injustice, is what it is. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry, Greta, that you had to witness this anger.
Do you know what I'm going to do right now?
What's that?
Scrubbing off product review Apple, because I think we've covered that. The Apple Max headphones. Scrub that out.
We don't need to revisit that.
I think we got the point.
They're heavier than a pair of fucking trainers. You can't even carry them around. I'm buff, guys. I used to fit in and look normal walking down the street. Now I'm a muscle man. People stop and go, oh, is that a muscle man? Can I get your autograph? I'm like, I'm not even trying to be a muscle man. I'm just a fucking regular druid, you know? Leave me be. I'm trying to just enjoy myself, listen to my headphones, listen to an audiobook or a fine podcast or some of my sweet tunes.
Ripped.
Now I'm fucking ripped because these headphones are so goddamn heavy.
Richard, now because of he's been wearing these headphones, he has those triangular shoulders that go straight from ear to tip of the shoulder. There's no neck anymore.
I look like a fucking beluga. Sorry that I'm being so profane. But I look like a beluga, just one big muscular dick walking down the street, white and smiling. It's an outrage.
So, 5 stars.
Yeah, because of the fitness side, yes.
Yes, please.
I'm steamed like the broccoli I had for lunch, which was delicious. You know, nice steamed florets.
I do want to troubleshoot that a little more, but I won't do it on your time. I'm going to do it on my own time. If Richard gets any more steamed, we're going to have to open up a steam bath in here.
That sounds pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Get Tim Cook around. Hey, want to join me in the steam bath? Maybe suck my fucking dick. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry, Greta.
That's
sorry.
Okay, Richard. I think it's very important to get these things out. And recently, we've been having a few scrapes with passers-by, and Richard is off his medication, and so a little fierier to light. And he got lit the other day when we were refused access to a lake for swimming.
Yes.
When the unpleasant maitre d' of said lake said, "This is not a dipping pond," Richard did flip the bird as he walked away, making a whistling noise.
Yes. And he said, "That is not necessary."
Can you make the noise for us of your bird flying high? That's not how you did it. Yeah, that was it. That was it, Richard.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, he claimed to be the lake. I'm sorry, we're not a dipping lake. And Greta, in all of her infinite wisdom, said, yes. But you are a dipping shit. I thought, that is my girl.
I only said it to Richard after, though, because I was not, at the time, festooned with such a thought. It came after.
It kept me going, folks. It took my rage and just evened it out and just it diffused the bomb. You know, that little joke just made me go, you know what, that's okay, we can leave this beautiful lake that we drove an hour to get to and go down the road to the river and swim there. And you know, we had a great time.
It was on the way back from Glastonbury, and we're incredibly dusty. We needed to submerge.
Yeah,
I was wearing silver cowboy boots, which we know I cook the eggs in.
Yes.
So Richard is a little faster to be lit. And I realize after the things that cause him to be lit, they are injustice. And it is quite right to reckon with that, you know?
I need to use my words, though. It's better to give a poetic response than just to say, Tim Cook sucked my dick, you know? It should be more thoughtful. Like, Tim.
Oh, well, why don't we have a go? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tim Cook, have you thought about sucking my fucking dick? It's the only thing for it, folks. I don't know.
No, Richard, I think you can. Try one more. Try okay. one more. Instead of sucking your dick, what do you want to say to him?
Hey, Tim, why don't you eat my ass?
Okay. Okay. We're moving.
Okay.
And we have been living on the edge.
We have.
A little since the medication has
Yes.
Left.
I have been 3 weeks off citalopram, and my fuse is so short. And so I'm sorry, Tim. Though I also feel like it is an injustice, and it's worth mentioning to you.
Suck it. Nice and slow.
I'm eating a tomato and I'm doing it so slowly. I'm like,
what? Surreptitious, Richard.
I'm like, you know, in that awkward moment where you put a corn chip in your mouth and you don't want the person next to you to be annoyed by your corn chip eating, so you just slowly press your tongue against it and just sort of chew with your tongue in the roof of your mouth, and then you just go, and they look at you anyway. I'm doing that with a tomato. It's the softest version of Don't Listen to My Crunches.
Richard?
Greta.
Would you like to review the unicycle trainer?
Okay, yes. We have a unicycle trainer. I bought it in Camden at Oddball's Juggling Store. And it's fantastic. It's really low to the ground. It looks nothing like a unicycle. It's small wheels with pedals. And you just stand and pedal, and you look like a Home Alone guy on marbles when you're on it. You know, it's real clown bullshit way to get her. You're just going whoa, 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 whoa the whole time. Yeah, I give it 5 stars. You know, it's brought some joy to the house.
I mean, it's a very tiny circle the pedals make. I mean, the trajectory, that's not the right word. The circumference, yeah. The diameter of the circle, as I describe this, I'm paddling with my hands.
Yes.
Round and round. It's so small, the circumference of the circle that the pedals make. A lot of work getting nowhere fast. Well, getting somewhere.
Getting somewhere slow.
Getting somewhere slow. That's it. Yeah. 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 getting nowhere slow. Getting nearby slow.
Oh, man. Getting nowhere nearby. Slow makes me have a heart attack. That is awful.
I think, yeah.
Sounds like my career.
Unforgettable. Well, Richard, okay. I think we could move on to questions.
Yes.
From the listeners.
Yes.
Do you have any?
Yes, I do. Would you like a listener question?
Yes, I would, Richard.
Greta.
Yes.
Jill Hildebrandt wants to know what skill you would like to master.
Out of all the skills
out
in all the
skills,
world, I would like to know how to... Oh, do you know, it was the absolute Rolodex of filth. And I tried to get away from it, you know. Belly dancing with the titties only, you know, things like that. But quite honestly, I really like to be a potter.
Yes.
I'd like to make huge lady-sized pots, you know.
Yeah.
You could keep women in. I would really like...
That sounds very macabre.
Well, you never know. When you want to get, you know, the bitch out to do a dance and then put her back in the vase.
Yeah.
And some of them you could fill with water or, you know, liquid mercury or whatever you want. But tall, lady-sized vases, Richard. That's what I like to make on a spinning wheel. The curvature of it going all the way up.
I think that would be... What a divine thing to do. I saw a video of several men making a giant pot on a huge potter's wheel.
Oh my God, how erotic.
Yeah, tell me about it. There were like four or five of them, and they were like all holding hands because it was so... They had to pull so hard on the clay.
Oh, amazing.
You know, and so they had to like... You know, it was like almost like looked like a rescue out of a river or something.
Oh my God,
the way they were holding hands.
That sounds amazing.
Pulling on this thing, and there was like sort of a head potter that had all of his assistant men to help him do this thing, and the pot they were spinning was, good Lord, you could fit a car in that thing. It was gorgeous.
It's incredible, you know, that
they
had the
all
tension
slippy, sloppy,
at the same
covered
time
in,
to pull it out, you
yeah.
know, without it going wiggly and
yeah.
flying off sideways.
Like you might look at it and go, I could do that, and then pretty soon you're like, why is this clay going every
oh
everywhere?
God. It starts to hurt as well as it gathers up your wrist, you know, the watery stuff, and it works its way up. My wrists get sore from the clay.
Yeah, not to mention the area just beneath the fingernail.
The cuticle? The Q-tip?
No, in the front, you know. The tip of the finger.
Oh, the tip of the fingertip? Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, I have a surprise segment for you.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Would you like a surprise segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Here's my surprise segment.
Yes.
For you, Richard.
Yes.
Welcome to Greta's escape room.
Oh.
It is a verbal escape room.
Oh.
And I'm locking the door behind you.
Oh, sure.
I will let you out if you solve these problems.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're not problems. They're more like questions.
Yes.
I will let you out if you answer the questions correctly. It is a quiz.
Okay.
Greta.
Well, it's dark in here in Greta's escape room.
Yes, you might have trouble leaving if you
What's
don't get
there. Are these scorpions?
Richard, keep your hands in your pockets.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, the first question is, can you describe three of my bras?
Well, yes.
Any three?
Okay.
Just recall them, and if I know the one you're talking about, then that's one. We need three.
Okay. Well, this one's going back a bit. We had a little red lacy one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then there's kind of a maroon. It's like a light maroon little cups, you know, that hold... Yeah, like little,
what do you mean maroon? Like a dark red or
no? It's like a light. I'm colorblind, Greta, but it's like
sorry.
A light purple sort of thing.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
They're like little cups that just
yeah.
You know, it's like you just filled them with tits. You know, like you just
yes.
pour. You just kind of pour them in.
I think I know the ones you mean. Okay, that one and the what was
and
the other one? The lace number. Now is that a padded affair? Or are you talking? How does it
no,
work?
No, that was from a long time ago. That was
yeah.
sort of a lingerie kind of one.
All right,
a little red number.
Yeah, my mother bought me that one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's was she matchmaking? And then you've got sort of a nude colored, you know, under the dress. Not nude colored, but you've got kind of a flat, like a thinner under the dress one.
Yeah.
That you wear.
Now, that was the one that I was thinking you were talking about when you were talking about the maroon one.
Oh.
But that's, yes, the skin colored one. So what is that maroon one, I wonder?
Oh, maybe it's a bikini. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because sometimes you wear bikini tops as bras.
I do. Okay, bingo. That's three then. That's okay. Four, in fact, if you're counting a bikini. Well done, Richard.
Yes.
But that is not the only question.
Okay.
What was the... Sorry,
no,
Richard?
No, I was just thinking I'm still in this escape room.
You're still in the escape room, and one of the keys has unlocked, but there were a few more to come.
Okay.
What was the last thing I went to the doctor about?
Menopause us, son.
Correct.
Menopause, hormone cream for your hormones?
Yeah, that's it, right? That's it, Richard. Well done. When did I last see my mother?
It's been a while.
It has.
I don't know. I'm going to have to stay in this escape room.
Oh, Richard.
Yes.
You do get one. You're allowed to get one wrong and you still get out.
I mean, I a week ago.
Okay, well, you better get the remainders right. What did I eat for breakfast?
For breakfast, you had cereal.
True. Well done. What kind?
Alpen.
Yes. What did I put in it?
You put in, I think, and I wasn't here, but I saw the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
I think you put in some ground flaxseed.
Very good, Richard. Very good.
Yeah, okay.
You might still get out.
Okay.
We'll find out now. This is a real test, this one.
Okay.
It's a real worry listening test.
Yeah.
I told you my dream this morning. What was it?
Oh, no. You had a dream. Oh, we were in the hammock, were we, when you told me?
Yeah, I told you when we were in the hammock.
Yes. And it was like a three-word description. Like, I had a dream I wasn't out. I don't know.
No, I think that will mislead you. I don't believe it was.
Can you tell me what it was?
The dream?
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because I'm going to have to lock you up now. You can't get out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't get out. You can't escape. I'm going to just have to keep you in here.
Yeah, so guess what? Greta.
Yes?
I don't want to leave.
Well, that works out just fine.
Yeah, it's nice in here.
Well, if you stay in here, I'll tell you all about my dream again.
Nice.
About the heavy metal chain that I dropped in someone's back
yeah.
garden. Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I could have killed them, and you knew it could have, and you dropped it anyway.
Exactly. Now let's lock the door.
Okay.
Because you're not getting out.
Okay.
And I'll go get that metal chain right now.
How to get the most?
How to get the most?
How to get the most?
How to get the most
out of your partner.